Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's everybody go to 1 Samuel 2, Romans 13. 1 Samuel 2, we studied in previous lesson and read how that the man of God, Eli, who was over the worship of the Lord and the house of the Lord, his sons that were priests in the priest family and had come up and were ministers in the house of the Lord were wicked men. And they were stealing the offerings, and they were treating the people badly, and they were having physical affairs with the women that came. And the Lord had cautioned him and warned him, and he knew it was going on, but he just let it keep going. You know, we must not yield to the devil, even if it's our family that's yielding to him. You see, the devil's counting on you loving that flesh so much that you'll put up with him. You'll let him in. But you must not do it, because you're not going to help them by yielding to the devil.
Right.
And making provision and accepting them doing. The best thing you ever did was go all the way with God.
Hallelujah.
And not compromise.
That's right.
In 1 Samuel 2, the Lord said to them, verse 29, He said, "Why are you kicking at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation? And you honor your sons above me to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Say that last phrase out loud with me, please. Them that honor me, I will honor. Say that again. Them that honor me, I will honor. And the last part's just as true. They that despise me, what'll happen to them? They'll be lightly esteemed, which is the definition of despising. In modern usage of the word despise, people have generally the concept of detesting something. But that is not the full meaning of the word in the Bible usage. Ignoring something is despising it. Notice, those that despise me shall be what?
Lightly esteemed.
Lightly esteemed. Now, the word for honor literally means heavy, weighty. What's the opposite of heavy?
Light.
And these terms, these definitions open up your understanding. Those that honor me, what would that mean? Those that treat me and my things as weighty, precious, heavy, substantive, valuable, precious. I will treat them as substantive. Their things, their life, their needs. But those that treat my things and treat me as unimportant, trivial, insignificant, they'll be lightly treated and lightly esteemed. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap.
Amen.
Now we are suffering today in this country from the generation of rebellion of the 60s. And now we have three generations that have no concept of honor and respect. And we've got children that just talk and treat their parents and grandparents just any way. And we've got adults that'll just talk to their elders and leaders just any way and just don't even realize how disrespectful and dishonoring they are. It's a big problem. I said it's a big problem with the Lord, because when you treat Him and His things and His people as light and trivial, what's going to happen to you? You are going to be a light insignificant person. And your things are going to be treated as insignificant and trivial. Because whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. Now here's the good news. Thank God we're not ignorant of the Lord and His things. He's taught us much just in the last few years since we've been together. He's taught us much, and all of it has built and brought us to here. And it's promotion time. I said it's promotion time. But it'll not happen automatically. The Lord would honor us. He desires to increase us, to advance us, to promote us, to bless us, to make us more fruitful and more productive, more of a blessing, more of a benefit. But that's going to be tied directly to what? Us learning how to honor Him more. Make more of Him and His things. Those that honor me, what did He say? I will honor. Look in Romans, please, the 13th chapter. Romans 13 and verse 7. He said, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loves another has fulfilled the law. Listen to God's Word translation and the NIV, several others say a similar thing. Pay everyone what you owe them, verse 7. If you owe taxes, pay them. If you owe tolls, pay them. If you owe someone respect, respect that person. If you owe someone honor, honor that person. Verse 8, he went on to say, pay your debts as they come due. However, one debt you can never finish is the debt of love. That's the same translation there. But he's talking about paying debts, isn't he? And included in paying taxes, paying bills, paying obligations, paying debts, he says pay respect. We use that term today, pay your respects. Well, this is, we need mind renewal in this area. Because he's saying you owe respect, you owe honor, and you should pay what you owe. Well, so many people, they primarily only think about that other people owe them respect. And a lot of folks are even demanding that you respect me. You're going to respect me. You're going to respect me in my house. You're going to respect... They never have to respect you.
That's right.
And you yelling and flailing your arms is not going to make them respect you. People don't respect you because you demand it. You know, criminals say, well, I'll get my gun and you'll show me some respect. That ain't respect. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's coercion. They'll do what you tell them to do as long as you got the gun up against their head. But that's got nothing to do with them having any respect for you or any honor for you. You don't demand respect. You don't demand honor. And on the other hand, a lot of people are demanding that you respect me, while at the same time, they're withholding respect from others unless and until they determine that they have earned their respect or deserve their respect. Both of these are totally contrary to Scripture. Wrong, wrong, wrong. It's worldly, ungodly thinking. We need our minds renewed. I said we need our minds renewed. What does the Bible tell you to do? The Bible tells you that you owe people respect. You owe it to them. And so much of this has to do with what He has done, not what they have done. For instance, the Bible tells you to honor your mother and father. And that doesn't mean that everything your mother and father has done is perfect and right. And there may be some things your mother and father has done that it's difficult for you to respect. But if you don't respect the place that they have in your life, then you don't respect the God who picked them from all the billions on the planet to be your mother and father. Are you with me, friends? Yeah. And you show people respect by right of the place that God gave them. You owe it to them, respective of what they do or don't do. It's too quiet. Am I quoting scriptures or not? So we got to get our minds renewed about this. Just by right of people having a place, you owe them a certain amount of respect, respective of what they have or haven't done, and you should pay what you owe. You should show that respect. You should show that honor. Now, we gave the definition. You can be turning to Matthew if you'd like. Matthew 15. We talked about what honor is, the definitions, what respect is. It has to do with valuing something, esteeming something. You'll see this time and time again. Human nature is selfish, self-absorbed, self-interested, thinking about what others should give me and others should do for me. But the problem with that, if all you're thinking about is somebody else respecting you, then you are sowing nothing. You're trying to reap a harvest and you've sown no seed. Are you with me? If you are showing respect, if you are giving honor, then there's something to reap. What did the Lord say? Those that honor me, what's going to happen? What happens first? You getting honored? Are you honoring Him? You reaping honor? Are you sowing honor? And isn't it true that honoring those He says to honor is honoring Him? If He says honor them, you don't need anything out of them as a reason to honor. You honor them just because He said to. If He said honor them, that ought to be good enough for you. You ought not be sitting there scrutinizing everything that they do or don't do or say or don't say. You owe it to them. And the Bible said pay what you owe. Well, we owe God honor. We owe His Word honor. We owe His Spirit honor. Don't we? We owe His things honor. We owe it. Let's get to paying it. Let's get to paying it. And if you pay honor, then you're going to reap from the honor that you sowed. Can you say amen? I wrote this down. Pay the respect you owe and you'll reap the respect you sow. Pay the respect you owe and you'll reap the respect you sow.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me